Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Demers. Mix 100. Getting things rocking and rolling here for a Wednesday morning with JK Jade. It is Wednesday, right?
It sure is. Hump day.
There is a local weather forecaster that always makes me laugh because she never knows what day of the week it is. As I listen to the local news as I drive into work every day, it's one specific channel. And just to kind of get caught up on what happened overnight, what's going on. So we're, you know, in the know. And every morning she's like, hey, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Hey, everybody. We're just starting the day, kicking things off on a Thursday.
Just making sure.
I kid you not. It's like every single day like clockwork. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Somebody get that poor girl a calendar.
Put it on the teleprompter. Just let it.
Yes, put it on the teleprompter.
Come on.
Boy, it's going to be a hot one on this Monday.
And that one you should know. I mean, come on.
Yeah, come on.
You just got back to work,
yeah,
right?
Monday's the easiest one.
Monday? Anyway, let's have some fun today with JKJ, including 7:30 today with our very hot prize up for grabs. Sold out tickets to go see Mr. Benson Boone at Ball Arena. All part of Mix 100's All Access Summer, brought to you by Mr. Reuter. So set those reminders in your phone for 7:30. Let's have some fun today with JKJ. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, girl. Hey. So the best part of my morning has already happened. Before Josh came in today.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Here, let me give you a quick backstory. We had this big topic yesterday about Josh sharing his password with his girlfriend, and we kind of went off about things, and I think we said some things that could potentially jeopardize the relationship.
She's an avid listener.
And really, really upset her. So before Josh came in, I looked at Katie really quick, and I said, hey, Josh's girlfriend broke up with him last night. Don't say anything.
And I am gullible as the day
and
is
goes,
long.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh God, no.
Yeah,
no.
I really believe
I go, yeah, she's like, don't bring it up.
I know.
And oddly enough, Josh got here, and he was very quiet, and he put his stuff down, and he went into a little side editing room we have and didn't really talk.
Yeah.
And so it kind of made sense for Katie.
It is.
Like, oh, my God.
So I wiped down his whole workspace.
Yeah, this is the thing. Like, I walk in, and she's, like, all over, not me, but, like, my space. And she's like, look,
she's helping straighten things up.
Wiping things down. I'm like, you haven't done this in a while. Thank you.
And then she went on to the Instagrams, and she's like, oh, my God, I just noticed that his girlfriend, like, blocked us and unfollowed us and everything. So she's not following us.
Yeah. It's like,
so
there's a lot
I let this go for a couple minutes, and then I was like, I go, Katie, I just want to let you know I was joking about that. But I go, my gut is telling me I feel like something actually might be wrong because Josh is quiet in the next room. The girlfriend blocked us. I'm like, maybe something did happen last night. So listen, I was just joking, but something might have happened.
Something went down. So Josh.
So, Josh, is everything okay? Is
everything
she all right?
Is totally fine. What a lot of people do now and what you guys noticed is that a lot of people do like the social media purge and she just decided to take a month off, which I think is really healthy and really good. However, that was the perfect storm. And that was so funny because I came back in and you both were like, are you good?
Hey, is everything good? How was last night?
I was like, what are you talking about?
Did your girlfriend hear the show?
We're good. We're fine.
Everything's good, though?
Totally fine. We love each other so much.
Okay. Good. Well, damn it. I wish now that I hadn't given up on the prank.
I know. It was perfect for you.
Katie, don't talk about it, okay?
You had me going.
She's like, oh, no.
I know. You really did.
Poor little heartbroken Ella Langley there. All part of Denver's best music. Ella's on her dandelion tour right now, and people have noticed that there's this giant trailer in the parking lot of all of her events that is promoting an energy drink. I guess it's hers. She's got a new energy drink coming out. I don't know if it's got a good name or not, though. I wonder if it stands for something that I'm just not aware of.
What is it?
Bum Energy. Oh. B-U-M.
Well.
Bum Energy. I got that bum energy going on.
It's kind of funny.
It's got no sugar. It's peaches and honey flavor. And there's an orange floral design on the can. But anyway, it's called Bum Energy.
Does it stand for something?
I'm looking.
That's the thing. Are you
it.
Seeing anything on
no,
that?
No. Let's see.
I don't even know what that would stand for. So all I can think of is booty, and then I can't.
It doesn't stand for an acronym. It comes from a nickname from its creator, professional bodybuilder Chris Bumstead. He goes by C Bum, which is why it's that. And I guess she tagged on to it, so okay. She teamed up with him
it.
It
should just be Chris Energy.
I know, like
Bum Energy, like.
It's so funny to me that there were that many adults in a room, and they're like, yeah, bum's
the one.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's it. Let's go with that.
I'm going to go to the club and get me some of that bum energy, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Ella Langley. She's got a lot of energy right now. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100. Every day we like to bring you a little bit of a sports update. There's a viral video going on right now where an older Chicago Cubs fan apparently slaps a younger spectator in the back of the head remaining seated during the national anthem at Wrigley Field. The footage is up there about like 7, 8, 9 million views. I don't know. The older man is in Cubs gear, and he's appearing to order the younger fan to stand before whack! Smacking him right in the back of the head.
Yeah, it's a sense of pride, right? It's like, show your respects. That's why he told
that's
him to stand
one
up.
Of the things. Yeah. The guy did stand up moments later, but I mean, really, this story is talking about the First Amendment generally protects individuals from being compelled to perform patriotic expressions, so it's fully within his right to sit if he doesn't want to stand.
Yeah.
And I think this was just maybe an older guy saying, hey, show some respect for your country right now. And he whacked him, which you can't do.
Oh, no. You can't. Exactly.
You can't do that.
And I think that's the problem everyone has with this is that he legitimately reaches out and smacks him in the back of the head.
Give him a good whap.
But it also just rings true that when people get older, they don't give a crap
anymore.
They don't care. This guy gave zero crap. So,
zero F's were given that day. But you know what? You know, sometimes you need that older generation telling the younger generation to show some respect. Just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe
a little less violently. But
maybe a little lighter slap, though. Yeah. Gen Z is very sensitive.
Just a tap on the shoulder.
Look, the guy
very sensitive.
He's fine.
Hey.
Okay.
He did have a good head of hair.
Great head of hair.
Right, Josh.
It's okay.
He had a helmet to protect him.
Yeah, that kid will find a cry room or something. He'll figure it out.
Aww.
All right, Josh, what else you got?
Oh, snap. Well, hey, I want to talk about the World Lumberjack Championships. Those are held in Wisconsin every single year, and I see a lot of those highlight videos. I don't know how much a World Lumberjack Championship that you guys watch, but I see the highlight videos of the things that the men do, and it's the log roll that you see where they fall off into the pond if they can't keep up, or where they chop down a tree essentially in like 10 seconds, which is crazy. But I want to talk about the women, because the women compete in this competition and have ever since its inception, and it's now starting to expand to over 20 categories that the women can compete in. And so over the weekend, three national championship competitions were broken and shattered these records in Hayward, Wisconsin. And I don't really want to even try to attempt these women's names because they come from the Czech Republic. Karolina, I believe, is one of them. She set two world records, and she earned the world's women's underhand chop, Jeremy, cutting through 11 inches, Jeremy, of white pine, which I believe was your high school nickname, in 21 seconds.
There's other jokes in there, but we'll just keep moving along.
She also came in first in the women's standing chop, cutting through 9 inches, Jeremy, of white pine in 19 seconds.
Wow.
Meredith Ingbretson of Hayward. She's a native to Hayward, Wisconsin. Also set the world record in the women's boom run, which I love the name of that. The women's boom run, sprinting across the water on a log and back and over with red cedar logs in 13 seconds.
That is impressive.
She ran across the water. What? Who hasn't
on a
done
log
that?
While it's
hold
spinning?
On.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That takes some talent.
You ever been to Knott's Berry Farm? Like,
yes,
you can do that all day long.
What? Is that what you do on your weekends? Either way, it's giving a whole new thing to women saying, anything a man can do, I can do better.
Absolutely.
So shout out to those guys setting three world records.
You know they're jacked, too. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a lady you do not want to get in a fight with.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Well, some of the big celebrity talk yesterday is coming out of Tay-Tay's and Travis's wedding. Some stuff is starting to leak out now. And I guess one of the things that did leak was that Taylor and Travis performed a musical duet during the wedding.
It's kind of weird.
What?
Jason Kelsey confirmed the rumor. He said, Trav can actually sing. He's always been able to carry a tune, and obviously he pales in comparison to some of the other people singing that night, but he did okay. Now, it's unclear whether it was like a rehearsed performance or maybe they just did some casual karaoke. Jason also didn't say what song they sang, but it sounds like those two lovebirds got up there and sang a little song.
What do you think they would sing? What duet would they sing?
Baby Got Back.
Don't go breaking my heart.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
It's
got
to be one of her songs, right? Like maybe they sang Love Story.
She'd be that into herself that she would sing her
own
song.
Well, they played one of her songs as she walked down the aisle.
Are you kidding me?
So I don't see why they wouldn't.
There's a funny little audio clip going around this morning where they manipulated Taylor Swift. So when you listen to this, it's what Taylor Swift sounds like if you're not a Swiftie. You know, like if you're not really into Taylor Swift, you don't get it. Here, I'll play a little bit of it.
Moonlight glows like the menu at a drive-thru, kissing in the rain while the train goes choo-choo. Oh, 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 I hear an echo. Love's a speed bump, gotta take it slow. Or you ruin your alignment and you spill Coke.
Yeah, that's about right for
me,
I guess.
Didn't change the lyrics at all. What do you mean?
Yeah,
that was her song.
That seems about right.
That's
you
good.
Should hear the whole thing. It
that's
goes on
good.
For like 5 minutes.
That's funny.
All right, what the unnecessary reboot is this crap? Jennifer Garner and Judy Greer were photographed together on yesterday, on the set of Netflix's upcoming 13 going on 30 reboot.
Yeah, can't wait.
Why in the world would we need a reboot?
Because
you're going to ruin the original, is one of my top 10 favorite movies, not going to lie.
No, I do like that, you know, they have a different way of presenting it to us because both Jennifer and Judy Greer are back, but then they also have Emily Bader. She's the young lead. And so it's like somebody else is going through the same thing, and I believe she has those two ladies to look up to. At least in my mind, that's how it's going to go.
And hilarity will ensue.
I love Jennifer Garner. I love Judy Greer,
unnecessary reboot.
Extremely looking forward to this one.
Just like Anchorman 2. Why ruin the first one with a stupid sequel?
I'm for it.
Isn't that the one where they do the Thriller dance?
Yes.
Yeah, see?
Yes.
Why ruin that?
With Maddie.
Why ruin that?
I love that movie.
What is
it?
It's going to be, 16 going on 60 now?
I know. Well, 30 going on 60. That's what.
Good God.
It's got to be that.
Did you know Riley Green's going to be on The Voice? I just want to let you know that.
I do know that.
There's that.
Yes, I do.
And then how about this? Let's get in the Wayback Machine, 1995. Oasis, Wonderwall. One of the greatest songs ever made, right?
Oh, yeah.
Re-entered the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time since 1996.
Wow.
All driven by its adoption as the anthem for England's 2026 FIFA World Cup fans. So that's the song they picked
to
play at all their silly little soccer games, I guess. Anyway, it has jumped the charts by leaps and bounds, and it's in the top 100 now. Get this, the song has now totaled in the United States 1.5 billion lifetime streams. 1.5 billion streams of this song.
I'm excited.
I can't even comprehend that.
No, the younger generation needs to hear that song.
Well,
so
I might play
it. I'm so glad it came back.
I might play it after the hype here.
You should.
And then I'll probably get yelled at.
What do you mean? It's trending. It's so popular.
Nobody knows that song. 1.5 billion streams in the U.S.
Yeah, people know that song for
sure. I'm
going
to play it. I'm going to do it.
You should.
I'm going to
get
yelled at today. I'm going to get yelled at today. All right, what else you got?
Okay, we're going to go back to Riley Green a second just because he's also at Cheyenne Frontier Days tonight.
Hey, there you go.
So he's going to be there this evening along with Trace Adkins. Just
hubba,
moving
hubba.
On from that.
Hubba.
We also have that mudslide to talk about, I-70 in western Colorado. So the entire stretch of the interstate remains closed, exit 97 in between Silt and Newcastle. So it's in between exit 97 and exit 105. But yeah, Silt and Newcastle is the stretch of highway. But Highway 6 was also closed in this area because of all of the, you know, stuff on the roadway. I mean, they had torrential rain and hail flooding the area. It pushed mud, logs, rocks, everything across the roadway. And then it overwhelmed the local drainages. So if you look at the different pictures, there's mud and stuff all
it's
over the road.
Thick.
Yeah, you can't get through that. I mean, in some parts are saying it's 3 feet deep. So they have closed down that
drainage was like, whoa, 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 whoa,
I know.
Hold
whoa,
on,
whoa,
hold
whoa,
on.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So, yeah, it's still closed. We'll keep an eye on that to see exactly when I-70 gets back open.
We'll keep you updated.
Man, it's causing a mess. It
it's
sure
a big old
is.
Mess.
It sure is.
Get that backhoe out there.
You know what else was a mess this past weekend? Now, we talked about this earlier this week where all of the motorbikes and the e-bikes that were riding in packs of hundreds over the weekend and like running red lights and doing tricks in the streets. I mean, it was crazy to see. I saw it in person and it definitely looked unsafe. Well, now Denver PD, they're going to start cracking down on those e-bikes and motorbikes. They're looking at Douglas County, actually, because they just implemented some new restrictions. For inspiration, they require operators of certain off-highway vehicles to, one, have their driver's licenses, is also insurance, and you can get fines of up to $1,000 for driving on roads and sidewalks. So another thing that the Douglas County PD did is parents can face fines if they knowingly allow their children to ride unauthorized vehicles. So it looks like Denver might start doing that as well. Aurora already is fining parents at least $250 for letting a minor use off-highway vehicles. So they are starting to implement some rules when it comes to these vehicles. If your kid has an e-bike or a motorbike and you're like, oh, little, you know, Jackson, he's fine. He's fine on the e-bike. He doesn't do anything wrong.
Well, there's requirements, too. It's got to be like a class 3 with no pedals. I mean, there's requirements.
Exactly.
If you get the class 2 with pedals, do your research. We had to do this with my son who just got one. And I hate this because all these riffraff morons are ruining it for the kids who are actually just out there wanting to get some fresh air, have some fun, hit some trails, and they're responsible.
Yeah.
Now these kids are ruining it for all the kids like my son, who's actually being very courteous on his bike. And it pisses me off.
Well, again, you've done the work in order
to
do
your research on what you can and can't get.
Well, so does his have the pedals then, Jer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
and
it's
just even just
this
you
is class 2.
Being able to have that conversation with your kid, because you can say one thing and then they can go out with their friends and meet up for one of these ride-alongs here, because they're organizing all this stuff on social media. So just be sure you know what your kids are doing, because you can face that fine as well. And then let's make it a little more lighthearted, because we have the world's largest bounce house coming to Denver.
What?
Ooh. It's called Big
My mother-in-law's already here.
Jeremy.
Hey.
My
Zing.
Goodness. Big Bounce America. It's home to the world's largest bounce house. It's bringing this high energy experience to Denver. It's going to be out at Denver Coliseum in the parking lot. And I love it because it's like 50,000 square feet of inflatable attractions.
Let's get an e-bike in there.
For everybody. It's designed for all ages. So you can be, you know, younger, bigger, adults. Everyone can jump
Not
in
too
and
big,
join
though.
The fun. No, it doesn't matter. You
really?
Can be big. You can be big. Live
you
music.
Can?
Laughter and unforgettable fun for all.
Oh, memories.
So I'm just so excited about this. It's going to be August 22nd through the 23rd at Denver Coliseum is
That's
when
fun.
They'll have the world's largest bounce house.
Cute.
Coming to Denver. So there you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
There's your hype. All right, let's do it. I'm going to play you some Oasis Wonderwall. This song has not been on the Billboard Hot 100 since 1996. But it is jumping the charts like crazy because England was playing it during the FIFA World Cup. And now it has hit 1.5 billion lifetime streams here in the United States. And it truly is one of the best songs ever made.